8:38 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Lou Manfredini here with you live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Couple weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago or so, I had the folks from Wintrust in, and we were talking about different things that we normally do, you know, our kind of lending lessons. We were taking some calls, and I got on the topic of reverse mortgages, which I'm not quite sure how I feel about them. Well, I know how I feel about them. I'm very sure how I feel about them. And so I said to the Wintrust folks, hey, I need somebody to come in that really knows this stuff, this topic, back and forth, so that we can find out if, in fact, this makes any sense for people. Joining me in the studios is Will Yoho.
Hey, Lou.
Which is awesome. And Susan Seberg, who's been here before. Hi, Susan.
Hi,
nice
Lou.
To see you again.
Nice to see you.
Will, you are a senior mortgage consultant with Wintrust Mortgage.
Yes.
And you are the kind of the go-to guy.
I'm the guy.
For reverse mortgages.
Right.
And I'm going to just kind of put this out there to tell you where my mindset's coming from. And what I want to do, I think there's a lot of
negativity?
Yeah, maybe negativity or confusion, whatever it may be. So my mother passed away, I believe it was 2006, and she was a very independent woman, which is a nice way to say stubborn. And, you know, was very self-sufficient and wanted to do it all on her own and this and that. And when she needed to do some, she needed some finances, you know, she didn't want any help from anybody and said, I'm going to get a reverse mortgage. Right. And at the time I was like, oh, please don't do that. You know, don't do that because, you know, here we are taught, you know, any homeowner, right, is taught that, look, you go buy your house or you go buy your second house. And, you know, you pay your mortgage every month and, you know, whether you have a 30-year mortgage, why you would do that, I don't have an idea, but 30 or 15-year, whatever. And at the end of that, you have this house now that you've worked your whole life for and you've got all this equity and you have something, right? And so to me, I think reverse mortgage and I think, okay, well, wait a minute. I'm borrowing against everything that I've worked for, that I have this nest egg. And for many people, this is all they have. Right?
Right.
Is that house.
That's correct. And let's look at demographics a little bit.
Okay.
And here's the fact. Here's where most people are. Most people aren't as well off and as affluent as you and I are here sitting right now. The typical senior citizen, 65, 70 years old, is trying to make it on $2,000 a month. I talk to people every week.
You're basically talking Social Security.
Social Security.
And maybe what little savings they have.
And dwindling the savings.
Right.
So it's easy to look at this and say, hey, just keep your home free and clear. But the reality is there's a lot of folks out there trying to make it on $1,500 a month. Mm-hmm. And the reverse mortgage, which some people look at and say, wow, why would you ever do that, can be the difference between being on the street and staying in their home the rest of their lives.
Okay, so.
And let's, one more thing.
Go ahead.
And you say, well, why not just sell the house and rent? If you really look at the cost of renting versus the cost of just staying in that house, most people, if the house is appropriate, are better off staying in their home.
All right, let's play a little scenario.
Please.
So, first of all, you have to be a certain age.
62 and over.
Okay, you've got to be 62 and over. Mm-hmm. The climate of reverse mortgages, based on when my mother was going to do this like 10 years ago versus mm-hmm. now, is very different, right?
Yes and no. The fees have come down. FHA has changed the fee structure a number of times over the past decade. The main fee that's gone away is the monthly servicing fee. It's very rare to see that. The fees have definitely come down.
All right. I'm a 65-year-old man living. My wife and I are living in a house in Algonquin, and we own it free and clear, and it's got an appraised value of $250,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And to your point, you know, we're living on our Social Security and what little savings that we have, and we're in good health, and we're, you know, here's the thing. The reality of it is we're living longer.
Right.
Right? So right. At 65 years old, it's pretty...
20 years is the life expectancy at 65.
Okay. So I've got 20 more years ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I come to Wintrust, and there's plenty of other people that do these as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to take out a reverse mortgage on this home. How much am I going to borrow against the equity in that house? Or the value, rather.
This is what frustrates people, Susan. I'm going to jump in here. It depends. And this is where it gets really hard, because people want a definitive answer. How much can I get? It depends. On that $250,000 house, if I was paying off a $125,000 mortgage, I would say, we'll pay that mortgage off and that's all you can get. But the reverse mortgage has a growth component, which allows you to access more equity over time if you don't take it all at once. And this is where it gets very confusing. If you take all the money at once, they may only get $125,000, $140,000.
So you take a lump sum.
But because of the growth component of the reverse mortgage, if they just take, say, $1,000 a month, they may actually be able to take over $250,000 over time, much more than even the current value of the home.
So you can structure the loan in a way that it pays you a monthly fee, or not fee, or withdrawal. Okay, so let's use that as an example. So let's say I take that $1,000 a month. So I'm taking another $12,000 a year, mm-hmm. essentially, right? Mm-hmm. Am I also paying for that money?
There are no monthly payments made. Interest accrues on that money. And that's the part where the most important part of the reverse mortgage is the planning aspect of it. And making sure that
I'm doing some math. I keep talking. Go ahead.
Making sure that if you do a reverse mortgage, that it's going to last the rest of your life. And that's where people miss it. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, "Well, I need to understand more and more of this." And I just said, "Listen, you're burning your equity. It's that simple. If you want to understand the details of this, the deeper you look into it, Lou, the more complex it gets. You go past the first layer, it gets 10 times more complex. Monthly LIBOR, 10-year swap rate, annual LIBOR. How does this all work? You're burning your equity."
All right. So let's use your example of I'm taking $1,000 a month, and mm-hmm. on my $250,000 house that he's doing his math too. But
don't make me do it.
No, I already did the math. But so in other words, you say that way you can probably get almost the full value of the equity at the time, or the value at the time that you took this out. So in 20 years, in this scenario of a 65-year-old couple, in 20 years, if I took $1,000 a month, I would take $240,000 mm-hmm. against that house. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's plausible. Correct? That could happen.
Very likely.
Am I paying for that $240,000 during that 20-year period?
You're not making any payments, but the interest is accruing.
Who's holding on to that note?
The bank, Susan.
Yep, the bank would be holding on to that note.
For 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how is it that you guys are making money?
Because we have a guaranteed loan earning interest that will eventually be paid back. It's FHA backed, so the bank has this guarantee that even if this homeowner lives to be 119 years old, they will eventually get paid back.
So now my 20 years goes by. I've essentially now maxed out at the money that I've taken out of this house. I'm still alive. I'm still healthy. I live another 10 years.
There's where the planning comes in. And okay. there's the rub, and there's the issue of not planning in a reverse mortgage where bad things happen. And the same thing can happen with a home equity loan or a
Correct.
Cash out.
I think the example why I have customers that come to me, even on the North Shore of Chicago, and when we went through what we call affectionately the bad time in 2008. People, you had a retired gentleman living in a house, say in Glencoe, worth $1.5 million and didn't really show a lot of income. Maybe he gets his Social Security, gets a little pension. He didn't want to cash out those investments that he had. But then he has a $30,000 tax liability every year on his real estate taxes. Mm-hmm. And he could try to get a mortgage with me, but if he doesn't income qualify, despite his asset level, there was nothing that I could do for him. And that's just one example of one person who I would say, hey, call Will and let's see if this makes sense for you.
Okay, so wait. And see, the thing is, you bankers, you know, you start throwing all these income and balance and this and that. And I want to try and really keep it, you know, because that's the kind of stuff that gets confusing to people.
Definitely.
Myself included. So now I'm in my house 20 years. I've taken the $240,000.
What happens?
So, and I'm healthy. I'm the guy. I'm calling up Lindsay's parents and we're going skydiving and then we're going to go ride our Harleys because why, Lindsay? We don't have to clean the gutters anymore, right? Okay.
So hopefully the planning was done earlier on the right way. But at the if all the funds from the reverse mortgage are used, if you can't take any more money out, nothing changes.
I don't have to sell the house.
You don't have to sell the house.
The bank isn't going to come and say, and Mary Beth, you guys got
to
go.
No, but here's what does happen. You have to continue to pay the taxes and insurance. And especially here in Illinois,
got it.
There's the rub. And there's the where the planning comes in, and every situation is different. Because if somebody comes to me and they're 65 years old, and they're paying $14,000 a year in taxes, and they want to start tapping that equity at 65, we really got to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody comes to me and they're in a $200,000 house, their taxes are $4,000 a year, you know, I can make the numbers work.
All right. So this is what makes me nervous about this. Okay. And this is, and the planning part of it, you got to understand that. And someone has to have that conversation with folks in particular. Well, right. So there's a lot of people out there that it will just go give you a reverse mortgage and yeah, don't worry, they're not going to kick you out of your house or whatever.
Right. Yep.
But then, you know, and no disrespect, but with as we get
respect.
Older, as we get old, no, not you, but for any folks, mm-hmm. as we get older, we get very trusting of people. Oh, he was a nice man, that Yoho guy's like a pirate. And he's, you know, and he's going to help me, right? And maybe you're not you, but you know what I mean? Someone else is out right. there. Hey, Lou, don't worry about it. And
I
so
agree.
This is really not just about the reverse mortgage, but it's about creating a financial plan that you have to have that conversation.
Yes,
exactly. Exactly.
Right. I need to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. I have Susan Seberg here. And where are you?
Yoho.
Will Yoho here from Wintrust. Mortgage and Wintrust Community Banks. This is very interesting stuff. And you see why I'm nervous about it. And I can see why people would be nervous. And there's a lot to know. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
8:54 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Sitting in the studio with Will Yoho and Susan Seberg from Wintrust Mortgage. We're talking about reverse mortgages. And Will, we were just talking off the air. And, you know, this is not just about the reverse mortgage. It's about planning for the end. This is more, and Susan, you said, you know, really with any mortgage, you have to plan. But to me, this takes the most planning because we're talking about the end of the line.
Correct.
Right? And so, and I want everybody to live as long as they can. Trust me. There's no reason for us to go early. And how we plan for this, and you said your wife sometimes hears you on the phone talking people out of this.
Right.
Because it's not right.
Because it's not appropriate for them. Yeah. And that's where it depends on each case, and we really have to look at each case and see if
it's not
makes
a silver
sense.
Bullet.
It sometimes it is for some people,
right.
but not for everyone.
Right.
So, and I know that this is, it's hard to say this in the small time that we have, but who does it fit? In other words, when you look at some of your customers or people that come to you and say, well, you know, I've heard about these reverse mortgages and, you know, Lou Manfredini's not a big fan. But, you know, who does it work for?
Right. The main thing I look for is the house a fit for that person, not just today, but more importantly, 10 or 15 years in the future?
Right.
Is the house still going to be a fit if one of the spouses pass away and they lose that second Social Security check? So if we can set up a plan where there is enough money for them to both stay in their home the rest of their lives with a little bit of cushion too, to allow for some inflation and such, then it's a fit. I see a lot of people, some people come to me and they want a reverse. And I'm just telling you, you know, you need to downsize.
I worry about like the, you know, you hear these stories and it's awful to think about this, but you know, maybe somebody takes a lump sum and then they got some kids, some, you know, crazy kids that then
absolutely
takes their parents' money. Right. And I hate those stories and they should beat those kids. But I mean, you know what I mean? That makes me nervous.
And there's just protections in place.
I know, but you just hear about these stories where you get people could take an advantage of in that situation, or some trusting friend or some contractor. Oh, we'll do this. Well, I got this money. And, you know, and you lose, you know, it just happens. And that's why
I think what happens more often than somebody stole $100,000 is, well, I gave him $2,000 here. I gave him $2,000.
Right.
Here.
He needed this.
Yeah. The transmission broke,
right,
you know, for the grandkid.
Right.
And that's what happens more often than somebody stole $100,000.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I like the idea that you can set it up where it pays you like a monthly check.
Yep. Correct.
I do like that.
Yep.
And the fact is that with the right planning, even if you outlive the money that you draw,
correct,
you still get to stay in your house,
correct,
as long as you pay your taxes and your
homeowner's insurance.
Your homeowner's insurance, right, and your utilities, obviously everything that goes into living in a house.
Right.
So you just have to kind of think that thing through.
Right. And that's the part that I feel going with a referral source from more of a local community bank versus somebody online in California,
right,
or a television,
right,
commercial, because there's some accountability there. If somebody comes into Susan's branch and asks about a reverse mortgage, if I don't take the time to do the right thing for that person, that's going to get back to that branch president. And I will hear about it.
This is important stuff. And I mean, I want you, and it sounds like you guys take a very thoughtful approach to all this, mm-hmm, which is terrific.
Right. Mm-hmm. I know a little bit to be dangerous. So when my customers come in and need a reverse mortgage, I for sure refer them immediately to Will because he knows the ins and outs and does take the time to meet with not just the customer, but the customer's family, mm-hmm, have conversations with the financial team or the planner,
right,
to answer,
right,
any, mm-hmm, answer any and all questions.
Right. You really have to think about the whole plan, not just the reverse mortgage.
Yes.
Yep. And that's the rub in the reverse. It's the plan. The reverse is real simple. You're burning equity.
Right. All right. So Susan Seberg from Wintrust Community Bank. Will Yoho is a senior mortgage consultant. Your direct line, can I give him that?
Please.
847-341-7672. If you'd like to talk to Will about if a reverse mortgage works for you, give him a call. And he's also at wyoho@wintrustmortgage.com. And when you call him, if you leave him a message, just say, "Arg, I'd like to talk about a me reverse mortgage."
And a bottle of rum.
And a bottle of rum. Thank you both of you for coming in this morning. I appreciate it.